Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, in many places throughout the country, there's a contentious relationship between police and communities of color. Nate Hedgie of Mountain West News Bureau visited one town in Washington state where activists say police are doing things right.
Moses Lake is a hardscrabble, working-class community out in the dry, flat scablands of eastern Washington.
We have a lot of factories out here. A lot of the
Johanna Bin Wahid is taking me on a tour downtown.
There's a lot of airbag factories.
He's got piercings, dreadlocks, and he's taking drags from a vape pen dangling around his neck. He's lived here in Moses Lake for most of his life. While the town is kind of diverse,
and we have a lot of Latinos.
Wahid is one of the few black people here, so he was pretty nervous when he helped organize a Black Lives Matter protest in Moses Lake this summer. He says there's a white racist element in town.
It came together nicely. We just had a nice march, snacks, we talked, shared stories. You know what I mean? It went really, really well, which surprised the hell out of me because I get called the N-word around here quite a lot.
And so, while Wahid and others were protesting police violence and systemic racism across the country, he says they weren't worried about the local cops.
Believe me, I'm not a huge fan of the police and stuff like that, but the police here, I do like them.
That's because in Moses Lake, Wahid says the police don't feel like bad guys. They feel like your neighbors.
They're very wholesome. They're very localized. They're very human. They go to our gas stations. They go to our gyms, our stores. You see them on and off duty. So it's really hard to hate them. Bailey, come here.
Wahid hollers out to his friend, Bailey Sampson, who's hanging out near a skate park. She runs over. Sampson was one of the rally co-organizers, and she agrees with Wahid. Unlike in other towns, the cops here, pretty cool.
It's just that they're part of our community, and I think, like, that's a big deal.
It is a big deal. Many cops don't live in the communities that they serve, especially in larger cities. Now, Moses Lake is relatively small. About 20,000 people live here. It has one of the lowest fatal encounter rates in the country, despite having rates of violent crime that are somewhat higher than the national average. Sampson says the cops here know how to defuse situations.
Instead of just, pulling your gun and being, getting immediately defensive, they kind of want to de-escalate, not escalate the situation. And I think that's a big thing. I think a lot of cops could take a page out of their book at just how to handle people.
Over the past 7 years, there have been 2 officer-involved fatalities in Moses Lake and the surrounding area. Both men were armed, one shot a police dog. Compare that to a similar city, such as Klamath Falls, Oregon, which had twice that number.
If you've got uses of force that are not justified, you got to deal with it. You've absolutely got to deal with it.
That's Kevin Fuhr. He's the police chief in Moses Lake. He says his department keeps close tabs on officers that use any force during an arrest. Fear's a compact, middle-aged man with short gray hair wearing a mask. And we're speaking outside of the station as Canada geese migrate overhead. He's been a cop for about 3 decades. He says a good police department begins with hiring the right people and then training the heck out of them. His 35 officers go through extensive annual training in everything from de-escalation techniques to recognizing any implicit biases they have. He says they also receive 40 hours of crisis intervention training every year. That's 5 times more than what's required by the state.
It's not just giving an officer a gun, a badge, and the tools and the equipment to say, go arrest the bad guys. It's giving them the skills to be able to talk to people, be able to build the relationship. That you, when you show up and you're talking to somebody who's maybe a little amped up, you don't come in amped up. You come in and you try to calm them down.
He calls it talking people into handcuffs. And that appears to work. Last year, the Moses Lake Police Department used force in less than 3% of its arrests. Whenever that number gets too high, Fuhr will take the officers responsible and either work on retraining them or he'll fire them. He also has strict policies for when cops can use physical restraint or lethal force during an arrest. All of these are elements of a good police department. That's according to law enforcement expert Robin Engel.
What you see are strong policies, strong training, and strong supervision and accountability mechanisms.
Engel is research director at the International Association of Chiefs of Police and a criminology professor at the University of Cincinnati. She says you need all these components working together to ensure that a department has low lethal force numbers. But here's the thing. Unlike most other countries, law enforcement training in the U.S. is all over the board.
Agencies vary literally agency by agency in terms of not just the quantity of training, but the quality of training.
And this can lead to departments like Moses Lake with low fatality numbers and others that dwarf the two deaths here. And that's prompted calls nationwide to take money from law enforcement budgets and put it into social and mental health care services instead. Moses Lake Police Chief Kevin Feuer says he gets where activists are coming from.
You look at these uses of force where an officer has shown up because somebody is in mental health crisis, and maybe that person in mental health crisis has a weapon, and now you've just introduced a law enforcement officer that's carrying a gun that now is worried about somebody coming after them. We shouldn't be going to those.
That's why Feuer has his officers respond to as many of these situations over the phone first.
Because those are the situations that turn bad. Somebody opens a door, they've got a knife in their hand, they lunge at the officer shoots them. We're not even engaging in those. We're making the phone call, and we're staying out.
Feuer is also working on a new protocol that will route these calls to local mental health groups instead of the police. For Here Now, I'm Nate Hedgie, reporting from Moses Lake, Washington.